Welcome to it. It's the most fun you can have every morning. I guarantee it. It's the Steve Greer Show. God bless America on this Columbus Day, Monday, October 14th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the General Motors strike continues day 29 now. Day 29. As it drags on, how much damage is it doing not only to General Motors, but to the employees not getting their full paycheck and to smaller businesses? We'll talk about that. Number two, Wisconsin is demanding the deed to Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Well, at least the football team is. The team from Madison, that is. I mean, they've rolled through every other team in this state this year, including destroying Michigan State on Saturday. And number one, how about something good? All right, how about something good today? Skip some of the politics. Skip some of the nonsense. Skip something of the anxiety and the angst and go to something good. How about a Northern Michigan weekend? Yeah, I mean, you've got corn mazes and haunted houses and wine districts and microbrews and all these great things. By the way, the fall colors, I was in Northern Michigan over the weekend. Fall colors, absolutely exceptional. I mean, this is the peak time from basically, oh, I don't know, Gaylord or Grayling to the bridge. I mean, this is absolutely a beautiful time to be there. Absolutely spectacular. And it just couldn't be better. In fact, some friends of mine decided to throw caution to the wind and open a brand new winery in the Petoskey wine region. It's the newest of 13 wineries now identified in that area. Boyne Valley Vineyards, it's called. It's on 131 between Walloon and Petoskey. And they threw a grand opening party on Saturday. Did Tom Mahaney and Christy Kiker, the proprietors of the Boyne Valley Vineyards. And it was incredible. The weather was absolutely perfect. Hundreds of people turned out. And it just couldn't have gone better. In fact, they sold out. They've got these Marquette grapes, which is really a great grape that grows in Michigan in this cold, hardy area. And it's a great variety, bred to withstand Michigan and Northern Michigan cold temperatures. And it just creates a great wine. And this the wines they had sold out of it for the day. I think they're back in stock now. But I give credit to people that build something. I guess it's the business, the entrepreneurial spirit that I embrace. And to do something in such a beautiful place as the Petoskey Wine Region. I mean, this is the place to find incredible wineries and places to go and great things and great opportunities. And so I tip my hat to the folks that are willing to do that, to take a chance on themselves. Because that's what you're doing, and to take a chance to build a business from the ground up. You know, they've got this incredible tasting room there. They've got they grow their own grapes. They are producers themselves. The fall scenery is awesome. So I'm just encouraging you, go to the Petoskey Wine Region. While you're there, check out Boyne Valley Vineyards. Great place, the newest of them all. You'll love it. Trust me, it's casual, relaxing. It's a beautiful scene. And the fall colors could not be better than they are right now. You can look them out online as well, Boyne Valley Vineyards. There's your plug of the week for those guys. And Tom and Christy, great job. Incredible effort there. Friends and family also kicking in on that. So just couldn't be better. If you're looking for the best ride, and you know, it's really good on 131. I'm not going to kid you. But the best ride for fall colors, I'll take your suggestions. Drop me a line at stevegruber.com. Go there. Drop me a line. Send me a photograph if you got it. We'll put it up on the Facebook page or whatever. Used on social media, but M22, let's be honest, it's 108 miles of pure pleasure this time of the year. 116 miles. I got it wrong. I shorted them by eight. 116 miles. It winds along the Lake Michigan shoreline, starting around Manistee through Benzie and Leelanau counties. And I don't care if you're planning a vacation just passing through M22 right now. Everything you need to enjoy the beauty of Northern Michigan. Charm, the adventure, every bend in the road, and the fall colors. I had a guy on Facebook arguing with me a little bit. Michigan guy, listen to the program. I don't have it right in front of me here. Said, listen, I lived in the Northeast, you know, Maine and New Hampshire. He said, Michigan's great, but nothing can compare to what you find in the Northeast. Well, I'm going to disagree respectfully. And for those of you that remember Charles Kuralt, he wrote a book many years ago, On the Road with Charles Kuralt, CBS News. It was you had to see it every week. It was incredible. He wrote a book many years ago called The 12 Best Places in America. I believe that's the name of the book. I think that's right. 12 Best Places in America. Anyhow, October, Michigan. That was his choice. The best place to be in America in October is Michigan. Hallelujah. Who could be wrong about that? The fall colors, the football games, the campfires, and of course, as we head toward Halloween, like I said, there's great corn mazes to be found, haunted houses and adventures like that. The roadside stands. Now, when I brought Ivy's parents here from Florida, they were amazed. We were on the Leelanau Peninsula last year about this time, and they were just shocked at the roadside stands. I mean, you've got also you've got apples and you've got fruit and you've got end of the summer vegetables, all sorts of things out there. And they said, we don't have anything like that in Florida. I said, first of all, if you had something like that in Florida, they'd steal it all. And I'm like, they would not. I mean, because all you've got there is you've got like a coffee can or whatever, you know, it's on your honor. If you buy a tomato, it's $1 or a pumpkin is $5, whatever it is. And they said, if we had this in Florida, it all gets stolen. Not just the fruits and the vegetables and the money. They'd steal the whole damn stand. There'd be nothing here. You would have no trace that anything even existed here. I'm like, well, we're better behaved in Michigan. And I do think that fall stands, I mean, it's one of the incredible things. And this time of year, like I say, all sorts of, you can find apples and raspberries and pumpkins and squash and eggs everywhere. You know, you can find eggs all the time because everybody has that backyard chicken. I'm a chicken rancher on the side. One of the things we do, a hobby. The kids love it, and I like it too. But that's all part of what Michigan is. That's the beauty and the charm of Michigan this time of the year. And I want to take this time to remember, you know, you've got all the noise that comes out of Washington and all the noise that comes out of Lansing, and you've got a lot of noise everywhere. But never lose sight of the great things around you. Never lose sight of that. You have to take time to embrace the great things around you. And I think that's what Saturday reminded me of when I was there with all of those people gathered in northern Michigan enjoying wine made from northern Michigan grapes. I mean, the wine industry in Michigan is booming. You know, it's the fourth biggest state for wine now, if you didn't know that. And so having the opportunity to enjoy that time with friends and family and then meet new people and make new friends along the way and shake hands and say, hey, welcome to Michigan. Because a lot of folks weren't from here, right? They're passing through. They say, man, this place is just fabulous. This whole area is great. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Don't tell too many people. You can tell a few, but don't tell too many. And if you want to buy a house, you know, I suppose that's all right. But the point being, it's just incredible, the ability to share. And I think it's important that people embrace what's really good about life. Don't always get, you know, drawn into the drama. Yes, we talk about all the complex issues here. We go deeply into them. We talk politics. We talk religion. We talk all the things that, you know, make people uncomfortable. But then you've got to step back and take a deep cleansing breath and look around and say, you know what? We're pretty blessed to be here. And it's all pretty fabulous. And frankly, I couldn't be happier. And I'm, again, tip my hat to my friends at the Boyne Valley Vineyards for making this weekend so wonderful for Ivy and myself and our kids. It was just great. And look forward to years of success for you guys and for everybody up there. And I tip my hat to anybody who's willing to have the guts and the courage to open their own business and put it all on the line. So good for you. It's 14 after. 14 after. We've got a lot to cover here today. Quick break. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water. If you want Wolverine pure water and a free water test today, go to SteveGruber.com, a free water test, and then Wolverine pure water right around the corner. SteveGruber.com is a place to get started right now.
Welcome to Paycheckology, the only outlet where the world is viewed through your paycheck's perspective. Paycheckology is a fun and friendly digital news source where you can get all the news you need in a fun, informative way focused on strong, independent people who believe in real work ethic and the American dream. Paycheckology believes in hard work, great jobs, our borders, and our American way of life. If you believe in America like we do, check out Paycheckology at PaycheckTalk.com. That's Paycheckology at PaycheckTalk.com.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you, not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
For this latest installment of the Pioneer Audio Tour, I've hopped on one of their shuttle buses. We're driving around the Johnston, Iowa campus, Pioneer's largest R&D center. I want to give you some sense of the scale of this place. There are research fields surrounding research buildings, one building after another. I've lost count. Right now, we're passing acres and acres of greenhouses. But what happens inside these buildings is even more enormous than what I can see from outside. Genotyping, predictive analytics, computer simulations, and more to bring you the next generation of pioneer hybrids and varieties. So we've been driving now for 20 minutes already, and there's still more to see. The Johnston Campus, one of the places that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.